I got saved. I'm changed. I'm redeemed. I'm forgiven. I'm going to heaven. I've been born again. All these things because I got saved through the blood of Jesus Christ. What a wonderful song and a great way to start off our time together. So, I got saved. Have you been saved? Are you going to heaven? Will you get to see Jesus face to face? This is what we're going to talk about today. So let me ask you, are you saved? Do you know for sure you're going to heaven? Well, unfortunately today, a lot of people believe that everybody's going to heaven. Well, if you believe the Bible, that's just not true. Because everybody's not going. So who is going? Well, I'll assure you that Jesus is there. And I'll bet you that most of the disciples, except for one, will be there. And according to everything I know in the Bible, I'm going to be there. So let me ask you, are you going to be there? Are you going to heaven? Do you know for sure that when you close your eyes in this life, that you'll open your eyes in heaven, looking at the face of Jesus? If you have any hesitation about saying yes, you know for sure, then perhaps you should just kind of stay with me for a little while this morning. But before we go there, let's ask God to bless our time together. Father, thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for the biblical assurance that we can know that we're born again and going to heaven. Thank you for the promises that you have given us about our eternal rewards. Father, help me now to explain where my faith comes from. And perhaps today, someone else will take that step. They'll put their trust and faith in Jesus, and they'll be assured to where they can say, I'm saved. I ask these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's start with some eye-opening comments. All the old evangelists of the last 100 years have made comments that the majority of people sitting on the church pew are not going to heaven. And Billy Graham also made a similar comment. Would they be right? Well, they could have been, but at this point, I don't think we're at a place where we could judge what they say, and that's not our role anyway. We don't make that decision. But I honestly believe there's only two people who know for sure whether you're going to be in heaven or not, and that's you, and that's God. So, do you know for sure? Well, you might be asking the question, how can I know for sure? Well, all I can do is tell you the things that I believe about the Bible, and then I want you just to make a decision for yourself. Let me show you what I'm trusting to get me in those pearly gates. So let's go back to my early days. Okay, I was raised in church, and during my time there, I had several emotional experiences in that church. And I was even baptized. I was also active in the church and in the music ministry in the community. Then one day when I was 22 years old and sitting on the church pew, God spoke to me and said, Tony, you're not saved. In essence, he said, Tony, it doesn't matter what you're doing or what you're involved in, but if you died right now, you'd end up in hell, and that's a place that's not built for your comfort. You can bet he had my attention. I could have argued with him and showed him all the good things that I've been doing and the fact that I was a pretty good boy. But he being God, he would have already known those things. And he knew for sure whether or not I was going to heaven. So at the end of the service, I got up, went forward to the old altar that we had. I got on my knees and had a conversation with God. You might be wondering, what did I say? Well, first of all, I knew that everyone, including me, we're all sinners. Paul said, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and that includes me. So I, at that moment, I agreed with God that in fact I was a sinner, and I really didn't think a sinner had much hope getting into heaven. So where could I find the hope? Well, I also knew that Paul wrote, while we were helpless and lost, Jesus Christ died for ungodly people. Well, that was for me because I was a sinner, and sin is definitely ungodly. But here's a question. Why did Jesus have to die? Well, according to the Bible, sin and a holy God, they just don't get along too well together. So something had to be done. We all know the Easter story, how Jesus was the spotless Lamb of God, whose sole purpose in coming into the world was to take away the sin of the world. So did he do that? Well, Paul's answer was, God, the creator of all things, proved his love for you and me by sending his very own son, Jesus, to die for us, even though we were sinners. The thought occurred to me that God must have really loved me to send his son to die for me. Well, for me, that was enough. I confessed that I was a sinner. I admitted that I needed Jesus as my Savior, and I went so far as to invite Jesus alone to be the Lord of my life. So what happened when I did that? Well, the Bible's clear. When we admit that we're sinners and we invite Jesus to be the Lord of our lives, that we will be saved. So according to the Bible, I was saved. Notice, I had not shaken the preacher's hand. I had not become a member of the church at that point. I didn't memorize a bunch of quotes or prayers. I hadn't even got baptized. That came later. Yet according to the Bible, I got saved. Why? Because I placed my trust and confidence in what Jesus did on Calvary. Then I got saved. And according to the Bible, just according to the Bible, if I'd died at that moment, I would have gone straight to heaven. Again, according to the Bible. So let me ask you, according to the Bible, are you going to heaven? Have you had that personal one-on-one, eternally honest conversation with Jesus? If you haven't, I think now would be a good time to stop and do that. If this is something that you want for your life, then take a few minutes and first admit that you in fact are a sinner and you realize that sin and a holy God, well, they don't mix too well. Well, secondly, realize that the only one that can take that sin away, the only hope that we have is Jesus, who paid the price for our sin on his cross at Calvary. Now, invite Jesus to be the Lord of your life. And lastly, it would be a good thing to place Jesus at the forefront of the rest of your life and let him be your leader and Lord. For the next 5 minutes, I want to play the song Come to the Altar by Elevation Worship. This would be a great time for you to stop and have that very important and eternally significant conversation with Jesus. Oh, and after the song, come back to me and we'll finish out our service. If you've just now invited Jesus to be your Savior and your Lord, let me be the first to say, welcome to the family. And if you have just joined God's wonderful eternal family, send us a message. Let us know. Maybe even email. And just let us know that we have a new family member. And thank you for being a part of our day today and inviting Jesus to be the Savior and Lord of your life.